Good afternoon. I'm joined now in the studio with Emma O'Connell. And Emma is going to chat to us today about Social Ball that has started up in Youghal. Welcome, Emma.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today. Social Ball is a new initiative with our club. So our club is Youghal Basketball Club in Youghal. And this programme that we're setting up this week, actually next week, the 17th, is designed to re-engage women and girls in our sport using a recreational, non-competitive model with a focus on fun and social outlet for moms, for not moms, for aunts, for any women in your life at all over the age of 18. That either played basketball in their younger days or never played basketball in their days. And it's just really to have an outlet that has a little bit of sport, learning about the sport as well, and having a nice hour on a Wednesday evening in Youghal.
That's good. Sounds good. And of course, you're getting in your bit of exercise,
little bit of exercise as well. Yeah.
So it's going to be on above in the Pobble Skull, is it?
Yeah, Pobble Skull, Notre Noida, at 8 p.m. on a Wednesday evening. And it's running on the 17th for 6 weeks. So I suppose all we'd ask people to, our ladies, to when they come, bring a bottle of water is very important. Comfy shoes, comfy clothes, and an open mind.
And it's good that it's not competitive. It's just a bit of fun, like Emma.
Non-competitive. It literally is getting to know each other, learning how to shoot, learning how to... Even for people that are for women, I keep saying people for women who have kids or nieces and nephews that play basketball, and to actually be able to have a conversation with the kids in their lives about how, why did you do that? Why did the ref say that? Why did this say that? You know, how come it's only 2 points, not 3 points? You know, so it's a general overview of everything, but a really nice, friendly context.
Yeah, so it gives you a bit of insight as well into the sport.
Exactly.
And you're under Basketball Ireland.
Yeah, Basketball Ireland. Yeah, they're our governing body in Ireland. So, yeah.
So you play yourself, so Emma, do you?
Have you always played? Always played when I was in... So I would have lived in Tralee for years. So my teenage years were there. So I would have played with Lee Strand back in the day. Our school was Moidorell, which is Mount Hawk now. And they, one of their main sports would have been basketball. We would have been very good. And when I moved to Youghal 17 years ago... we were here for a couple of years and there was no basketball in Youghal then. So we set up a ladies club, just a ladies team 11 years ago now. And it just snowballed after that. You know, the interest was there from a few. And then all of a sudden, I think year three, we had nearly 150 kids playing with us. So it really, really took over. Yeah. So, yeah, it's really good.
And there's lots of benefits as well, isn't there?
Loads. You know? And like I have friends only that I play basketball that I'm still friends with. We'll say 35 years on, I would still have friends back from back then. So it's a great social outlet. It is in the younger age groups, we are a participating club. It's participation. It's not about winning or doing the best or whatever. It's to get the kids involved. Yeah, we had two boys of our own. So it was to keep them off the streets, you know, in playing basketball, and they developed a love for the game where they were always playing basketball, you know, so yeah
and it's a bit different as well.
Yeah,
I suppose
I think so. And it's indoors, which is a huge flag for a lot of children. And I think it's great for the parents of those children too, that you don't have to stand on the side of a pitch in the driving rain just to show an interest in your child's. You can sit in a bit of comfort and warmth. So.
And have you been always based above in the Pobble
Skull? We started out in the GA hall first, but we've been based there since the second year, I think. Once we started to go competitively, we had to change hall. Yeah.
And for anyone that's listening now who'd be interested in either themselves or their children getting involved? How would they do that?
So we have a Facebook page, Yall Basketball Club, and we are also on Instagram. Someone will answer your messages there. There's a website as well, and it's just yallbasketballclub.com. And you can ask anyone any questions. And it's actually coming to the end of the season. May will be the end, and we'll start back up in September, October. So, yeah.
Good. Yeah. So what we're talking about now today is the social ball. And this is like a taster for 6 weeks.
Yeah, we'll see then how it goes for next year. Yeah, girls and women, for some reason, there's a struggle to stay within sport. So like our boys are all full up. Our under 12s, under 14s, under 15, no, under 17s, under 16s, under 18s are full to bursting. But our girls are very, like, we have a ladies team, and we have no other competitive team within the club. So girls are quite tricky to keep on to. So our push for next year is to try and really change that round a bit. And hopefully that'll work for next year. Yeah.
So maybe these 6 weeks.
Absolutely. Get people talking about it.
And interested.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's the hope and the plan.
So we'll just give out that again. It's starting on Wednesday, the 17th of April, running for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
From 8 to 9 on a Wednesday.
Yep.
Up in Pobblescolna, Tranóida, even. Yep. And the cost is €20. €20. Is that for the 6 weeks?
That's for the 6 weeks. That covers the whole. I think it's very, and it gives everyone a chance. You know, we're out to get people involved, not out to make money, you know. Yeah, it should be good. I'm looking forward to it. I myself haven't been involved on the court, we'll say, for maybe 5-6 years now. So I'm really looking forward to getting back and giving myself that hour. It's really important to give yourself, like, if you can't give yourself an hour, you have to be able to give yourself an hour, whatever you do. But the age as well is over 18s. I've had a few ladies go, oh no, I'm way too old, but I have a few that are calling themselves the 18 plus plus range. So it doesn't matter what your age is, the idea is just to come and have a go, and it should be quite good. Yeah.
And I'm the key thing is the fun and getting out there and doing something.
The fun aspect and something different to do. You know, we all get stuck in our ruts and the boring stuff and we're like, oh, what do we do? This should be good. You know, it should be good fun.
Yeah. So it's a great initiative. And thank you so much, Emma, for coming in. And for anyone listening, if you want to ring us here to get details of how to contact, we have them here in the office. Right. And I'd just like to thank Emma again for coming in today. Thank you, Emma.
Thanks, Mil.
Thank you.
Thank you.